I don't know.
You're live. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Lucky you.
Yes, you heard that like 5 minutes ago.
I'd like to call the Lakepoint City Council special meeting to order for this Friday, October 24th, 2025. It is 8:03 p.m. We do have on our agenda prayer and public allegiance, which we are going to forego this time. And I am the person presiding because I'm here.
Good job.
We have everybody else joining us online virtually. So let's do a end of roll call vote. Jonathan, I'm here. Kathleen?
Here.
Here.
Ryan?
Here.
Jamie?
Here.
So we have four council members present. Alexis is absent at this time, and our city recorder. And moving right along, we have public comment on our agenda, so I motion that we open public comment.
Do the second?
A second.
The motion by myself, Jonathan, and seconded by Kathleen, all in favor. Aye.
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 Okay. Waiting for Kirk.
That was Kirk.
Well, that was Kirk. Waiting for Ryan then.
Ryan, do you want to say aye?
Aye.
Yay.
Yes, unanimously, the public that wants to speak at this moment.
You can wait. It's okay. Just for.
All right. Seeing no public wanting to speak at this moment, motion to close public comment.
I second.
So motion by myself and seconded by Kathleen. All in favor. Aye.
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 Kirk, I can't hear you. Just do a thumbs up and I'll acknowledge that. Good job. We got a thumbs up.
All right. Passed unanimously by those present. We are moving on to our action business item. As it reads on the agenda, we are considering to approve application for Rural Communities Opportunity Grant. And I believe that we have the Adams here. And I guess they could speak a little bit on that. It's been, I guess I should say I was at the previous meeting, and from our planning commission, they did Five of the members voted to push it forward to us during the meeting.
All five that were here.
All five that was here.
Yes.
Voted for that favorably to come to us so that everybody is caught up to speed on that.
Don't know if I'm speaking to anybody that wasn't at the previous meeting or not.
They were all here.
I was going to say, do we want to? Do we have any questions? Otherwise, I would be in favor of motion or entertaining a vote. Does anybody have any questions for Frank?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All right. I would motion to approve applying for the Regional Economic Opportunity Grant in behalf of McGowan Technology Corporation.
I'll second it.
Save, do roll call.
I just wanted to make sure. Oh. Is that on the agenda? It says rural communities. Was it regional?
It's rural.
Because of the motion, she said.
Did you say regional or rural, Kathleen?
I thought I said rural, but if I said regional, I meant rural. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I
that's was totally trying to put, rural.
So rural community. Yep. So. I was just trying to get up the official name real quick while I was speaking, and I didn't get it up quick enough. So,
good job.
You're fine. You want me to re-say it? Okay.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. All right. Go, Jonathan.
We have a motion on the table, on the floor. by Kathleen and seconded by Kirk. And we're going to be doing a roll call vote.
Okay, Jonathan.
Give the people online first.
Oh, Kathleen.
Yay.
Kirk.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yay.
And Jonathan.
I have a comment here. In the last meeting, I talked about wanting to have some policies in place or guidelines just to make sure that we had a transparent, fair framework here on how we would do this. But I also wanted to be clear on my position here. I don't support programs like RCOG. I don't support the use of taxpayer-funded grants for private companies, regardless of whether those funds originate the state level, the federal level, the city level. So at the core, these things come from individuals who had no real choice in the matter. Their money is collected through compulsory taxation. They face fines, penalties, or even liens if they object or opt out. So in that regard, I'm a nay, but I also want to make sure that we're doing the right thing and following good policy and procedure for anyone that's coming through later on applying for this. Somebody mentioned in the Planning Commission meeting they wanted to, the opportunity would be available for others as well. And I would want to make sure that we have something fair in place. So I just wanted to state that once more.
Okay. You can call the vote.
Vote passes 4-1.
3-1. Sorry, 3-1.
3-1, excuse me. 3-1.
You're good.
And okay. Lexus is not here, so.
Okay. All right.
You're good.
Agenda item, public comment again.
If you.
Is anyone present that wants to speak?
Sure.
Okay.
I want to thank you guys for, you know, going out of your way for this. I know you didn't necessarily have to. I do appreciate it. I do feel loved by the city. I understand your position, and in part I agree. However, these funds were set aside and controlled by the state, not necessarily the city. And those funds are going to be spent somewhere, and I think it is good for the city to advocate for having them spent in the city. But thank you.
I understand your position very well, too. Thank you. None other, I would move that we adjourn at 8:10 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. I listened to your presentation of planning zoning. It's great.